And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller here to talk about Fire Safety Month, which is coming up in October, as well as some other things to be aware of. Welcome to Morning Edition, Dave.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Well, Fire Safety Month is the month of October. What is important for you to emphasize to the public?
I think one of the big things is that we're going to start hitting the schools with and they'll be coming to the fire hall. You know, the little kids are all going to be coming to visit us, or we'll be visiting them. And so when they bring home that material that we give them to, bring home to their folks, and you should talk to them about it and figure out what's good and what's bad for you, and have a plan. So a plan is a good thing for those kids. They'll remember it forever. And make it work for them and you, and that's probably the best of the bestest things to say.
So you teach, you're teaching the kids fire safety plans, evacuation plans.
Right. We do, you know, stop, drop, and roll. If they're on fire, we talk about how to get them out of the house. We show them what we look like in our fire gear, so that they're not scared of us if they see us in the middle of the night. We walk them through the ambulances and the fire trucks to show them what that's all about, so they're not scared of that if they happen to have to go into them. And we have a good time with them. They have a lot of fun. And like I say, they get their little packet of goodies, and they're excited to come home and tell you all about it. So listen to what they have to say.
So fire safety is not just for kids. What would you like the adults listening to remember about fire safety?
I have a whole herd of stuff that... adults, I think the thing with adults, as I get older, I sort of realize that we know everything, but yet we know nothing sometimes. So things that you should be prepared for, things that we've seen a lot of over the years, are the things that I'm going to sort of highlight, and the list could go on and on and on forever. But big things right now, I think, are chimneys. For when I first moved to Sitka in 88, you could see chimney, wood stoves burning every morning. You walked through and you went to the fire hall, and there was a smoke layer from all the smoke and stuff. And then the mill closed, and then we sort of quit burning wood stoves for a long time. And now we're back to that. So one of the things we've seen a slight increase in is chimney fires. You should be prepared for those. You know, clean your chimneys. Find somebody in town that's doing chimney sweeping, and have them clean your chimneys for you. If you don't know anybody, call the fire hall. We have a young man that's making an attempt to do that as a business. And have a thing called Chimfex. So if you do have a chimney fire, you open up the front of your thing, you throw it in there. Looks like the old-time thing that you threw it. Along the highway, if you had a disaster or something, and it sort of eats up all the oxygen in the fire and then helps put it out until we can get there to help you out. And if you do have a fire, don't be afraid to call us. Call 911, get us going right away. We'll be able to take a look with our cameras up in the attic and stuff to see if there's any hot spots and help you put those out before it does turn into something. We want to make sure you're safe, so don't be afraid to call us on that.
Where can you get Chimfex?
You can get those at least one of the stores in town. I forgot to check the other one. I don't know if I can give names or not, but I will. Spenard's has them on their shelf. I've seen them there. That's where we bought ours from. And they're a little expensive, but it can save a lot, so have that. I think the next big thing is with your kids and with your whole family, you should have a plan of fire escape. If there is a fire in your house, how are you going to get out? What exits are you going to use? You know, sort of plan for different exits depending on where the fire is. And have somewhere where you can meet after the fire, after you get out of the house, so that you can take account and see that everybody's out of the house. Don't have it too far away from your house, but maybe like on the neighbor's porch, you know, okay with the neighbor first, but on your neighbor's porch, something like that. And so that when we arrive, you can tell us right away, everybody that was in the house is accounted for, or we're missing one person, we don't know where that's at. What happens a lot of times, the family leaves the house and they all sort of scatter around and watch the fire, but then we have a tough time figuring out if anybody's inside or not. And that's one of those things where we weigh how much we want to fight the fire. We want to do that, but if there's somebody in there, we're going to put a little extra effort to make sure that we can try to get them out. Have that planned, and then also have a plan at the same time. What if it's an earthquake or a tsunami? You may not want to run to the neighbor's porch that may be lower than your house. Maybe you want to go, you know, maybe you're going to meet at the high school or a friend that lives higher up. But plan that out ahead of time so that people know where to meet. Christmas trees in that time we're
that's
coming up.
That time of year, it's coming
it's
up.
That time
huh?
of the year, so remember how to spell my name for the Christmas presents. That's D-A-V-E, and you can just drop them off at the fire hall. But Christmas trees are an amazing thing. If you've never seen a Christmas tree burn, if you get on YouTube, the newest, not the newest thing, but man, there are like hundreds of them on there, watching a Christmas tree burn. A Christmas tree, after you're done with it at the end of the year, can burn up in just a matter of seconds. And that's, if that's in your house and it catches on fire, you're not going to put it out. A fire extinguisher, I can almost bet that once it started moving along, you're not going to put that fire out. It's burning so hot. So my suggestion is keep that one, you know, cut it off on the bottom so it gets good water when you put it in there. Keep water in there all the time. And don't put it up too early and don't keep it up too late because they will definitely start a fire in a heartbeat. Keep everything away from them too, like curtains and boxes and all that stuff until you really need to put them there because they just add to the fire if it should start and make it even easier to start. To go along with Christmas, you know, now we start using extension cords to run Christmas lights and all the little trinkets that we have that we want to put around the house to make it look good. If you're going to have to, if you're going to use extension cords, get good ones. Don't get the 99-cent ones. Get good extension cords, heavy duty, and don't put too much on, you know, on them at once so that they're getting hot and everything else. They're not the best of things to have. Your house is only, you know, can only use so much electricity running through its system. Don't overload it with too many lights and all that other stuff. We don't want to have a fire that's started inside the house because of a bad extension cord or too much power coming off the extension cord. A few years ago, we had a house fire where there was so much stuff, clothes and cardboard and stuff, on top of the extension cord, and it was a cheap cord, and it got hot under there and sort of it started its own little fire under there and started a trailer on fire. So you got to really watch when you're plugging in all that stuff and make sure it's safe. To go on to other things, I guess, that happen around this time of the year, weather is a big thing. You know, hopefully this year I'm a fan of a lot of snow. Hopefully we get snow this year. But be prepared for that. You know, have good wiper blades on your cars. I like Rain-X on your windshield. It makes the stuff come off faster and all that. Have an ice scraper so you can scrape the ice off your windows easier than using your credit card. And then your credit card breaks, and then you're in trouble. Have a shovel and sand in your car, so if you do get stuck, you have the ability to get out without having to, you know, call the world out to help you out, if it works that way. And the biggest thing I think that I see around town, and I got to admit I've done it in the past, now that I've grown older, I don't do it as much, is driving around with your windows frozen, and you got about a quarter-size hole that you're looking through.
You're just peering through there.
You're just peering through there, and you can't see anything. Avoid doing that because, boy, if there's an accident and that happens, you know, it does not look good. And you may get to meet the friends of mine that work across the street even faster if you do that. Snow, you know, drive carefully. We haven't had to drive in snow for a number of years now. So be prepared for that. And along with snow comes ice. And it's a little different driving if you haven't. And a lot of people probably have never driven in snow. So be prepared for that and go practice a little bit once it happens. And if one big thing you could do for us is clean the fire hydrants out in your property or across the street or whatever, if we do get a lot of snow, if you could just go over there and shovel them out and make them visible for us to find easier during a fire or when we're responding to a fire, that's a huge benefit to us. We try to do it once or twice during a big snow, after a big snow. Sometimes we can get to them, sometimes we can't, depending on how busy we are. But if you could do that for us, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Oh, going back in the house, there are fire extinguishers, which you should keep updated, right?
Oh, yeah. Fire extinguishers are a huge thing. You should have two or three of them in your house at least. Have them where they're easily seen by people that are in your house and sort of know how to use them. If you have an old one in your house that's been there since, you know, the town was first founded back in the 1700s, whenever, take it outside and practice with it. Get your family out there and practice with it and go buy a new one. If you don't know whether it's good or not, one of the best ways, I mean, if the dial on the front says it's still in the green, You're probably good. Just turn it over, shake it a little bit maybe, and break up the stuff. If you have concerns about it, you can take it, I think it's to Napa Auto, and leave it there, and Howie Pitts will take a look at it for you, and he'll pick them up and take a look, and it costs you a few bucks, but it's well worth making sure you have good fire extinguishers. And not just having the fire extinguisher, but knowing how to use it. If you have a grease fire in your house, you're cooking and the pan catches on fire, we've seen a number of times where the people grabbed the fire extinguisher, had all the good intentions, but they literally stuck the nozzle right in the fire and sprayed it. And what that did was shoot grease all over the house then that was on fire. So then you have a lot of little fires burning. Stand back a little ways, spray at it. You can stand back, 8-10 feet and spray at it and still get good, better coverage than being right on top of it.
Great. And really quickly, if folks are interested in volunteering for the fire department, search and rescue, any of that, how do they do that?
All you need to do is come down to the fire hall. We'll give you an application. You got to fill it out. You got to get a background check and a driver's license check and all those good things. And we ask you to come on the third Wednesday of the month to our business meeting, and you can get voted in that way. You have to come to drills. You have to train with us and everything else. But we're always looking for volunteers. We just had a big search and rescue operation this last week, and we were looking for lots of volunteers on the Saturday before he was found. But we're more than happy to get you trained up and help us out, and it's a great thing. If I can do one more thing.
You sure can.
All right,
go for it.
Cigarettes. Over the last 5 or 6 years, a lot of our fires have dealt with cigarettes and cigars and that type of thing, putting them out. Go outside and smoke, which is the greatest thing in the world for your family if you have to smoke. But when you put them out, we've had a number of people put them out in like coffee cans, metal coffee cans, and they think, it's sand in there and water in there. But what is happening is the bottom of the coffee can is rusted out, so the water drains out even faster, and they've caught on fire. Those cigarette butt piles have caught on fire and caught houses on fire. One house was burnt pretty much to the ground. We've lost a few porches, and we had one fatality fire a few years back. He put it out in a box in the house. But put those things away from the house, the little butt cans that you have, so that they don't catch anything on fire. If you have to smoke, do that. And clean your sidewalks. Falls are a big thing for us. Everybody's tripping and falling in the snow and the ice. And wear reflective clothing. If you're going to bike, if you're going to walk, wear reflective clothing. I think 10 or 15 years ago, if you wore something that was reflective, you sort of looked geeky.
But now
everybody's
cool.
Got it. Everybody's wearing reflective clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Wear reflective clothing. Be seen. Don't get hit. Don't cause an accident or an injury.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming down this morning, Dave.
You bet. Anytime, I'll be here. If you got any questions, don't call me at the fire hall in a heartbeat. I'll help you figure out something.
Give us that number.
747-3233, and I'll even give you my cell phone number. It's 738-6890, and I'm happy to take a call anytime.
Great. Thanks so much.
You bet.
We've been speaking with Dave Miller, Sitka Fire Chief.